Taking the leap into a competitive job market is never easy, but it can be even more difficult for anyone who has spent weeks, months, or even years on the sidelines. During the height of the pandemic, with many costs to consider, some workers preferred to take advantage of social assistance programs. But with those programs no longer offered, many are heading back to work, looking to offset many rising costs in their budget. With most government assistance programs coming to a close, including the Canada Worker Lockdown Benefit, some employees are returning to their old positions or even starting their second career in a new field. As the job seekers market cools off slightly, Jennifer Wester of Agilic in Innisfil has noticed an uptick in people stepping back into part-time and full-time roles for an array of reasons. This is now coming to the time where any social assistance that people would have had has probably come to an end, Wester said. As CERB ends, more jobs will be filled, and as more jobs are filled, there will be more competition. As inflation increases, fuel prices continue to soar, and basics like groceries and rent add up. Even some mature workers have taken on part-time jobs to supplement their retirement income. But it's more than simply circling the most in-demand jobs and applying for every position available. It's advisable to research the field you're thinking about entering to get a sense of what to expect on the job. While trucking and transportation positions are widely available right now, not everyone can be on the road several days a week. While there's nothing wrong with chasing the work, keep that in mind when seeking a new career in a thriving job market. It also comes down to matching your location to the specific field. Have a look at what the labor market is like where you live, Wester said. If you want to be a marine biologist, living in Innisfil probably isn't a good idea. It sounds simplistic, but something as direct as cold calling a potential employer and asking their preference of education qualifications and their starting wage can ensure you're on the right track. There's no sense in spending a year or two in training or a related program if that employer prefers candidates with distinct qualifications. As the seasons shift, seasonal work is picking up with workers looking into sectors like landscaping, food and beverage, and positions at golf courses. With most capacity limits no longer in effect, the summer of 2022 is already shaping up to be much more fruitful for seasonal workers than the start and stop spring and summer of 2021. Whether it's construction, transportation, food and hospitality, education, or healthcare, all these fields are starving for workers at the moment. Often, requirements to enter certain fields of work are far less stringent than before or fast-tracked to get people into positions as fast as possible. Now is a good time to get into some of those occupations that 5 or 6 years ago might have been tough to get into, Wester said. Even teaching, they need educational assistance. Now is the time to break in because once you get in there, maybe you see internal postings, and you can ask if they'll keep you on as a supply. Why not take the leap and make the first step towards your next job or a new career? Agilic in Innisfil can help you get there. Speak with one of their employment coaches today or visit agilic.ca.